Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. We left off with Princess Amaya, Queen Luella the Enchantress, and their friends traveling on the ship to the place where the dragons were hidden away. A beautiful land where the sky is purple and the dragons fly high and free. Luella, the Zastaloos, the sorcerers, and all the rest that had been freed from the book were reunited with the dragons. Amaya had just met Nylantha the dragon. And something very surprising had happened. When Amaya touched Nylantha's nose, her arm grew scales, and her hand turned into the claw of a dragon. And when she pulled it away, back to human form it went. And Nylantha greeted her, calling her Lysandra, the sixth dragon. "But I don't understand. I'm human. I read books and do my studies and I can't be a dragon," said Amaya. "It is your fate. And fate, dear girl, is never wrong," Luella told her.
"Before the great battle, we knew we could take no chances," said Nylantha. "If the Dragon Witch regained control over us, we were afraid we would never break free again. So, with Luella's help, we cast a spell, one which would give Luella a piece of us, so that her descendants would have this piece. But it would not manifest until it found the Chosen One. You, the sixth dragon."
"And who is the seventh?" Amaya asked.
"Not who, but what," said Luella.
"An egg,"
said Nylantha.
"An egg?" "The seventh dragon is the most powerful of us all, but it can only hatch if all six of us are together,"
Nylantha said. "But if the Dragon Witch were to harness your power, Amaya, she will be able to find the seventh dragon, the one which truly holds all power, and she will be unstoppable," added Luella.
"And if it hatches?" said Amaya.
Suddenly, one of the dragons let out a roar that shook the earth.
"What is it, Growlithe?"
said Nylantha.
"Someone is here who means us harm," replied Growlithe.
Everyone looked around. There were but a few sorcerers, and they were all known. Humans too. Then, Ozzy saw something.
You there!"
A Zastaloo was hiding behind two others, then stepped behind a rock.
"Come out. I've not seen you before. What's your name?"
The other Zastaloo looked at him. He tried to make a run for it, but they caught him.
"Who are you?"
Ozzy demanded. Luella made her way through the crowd. She placed her hand on the strange Zastaloo's shoulder. Almost immediately, he changed into his true form. A Fearman, one of the Dragon Witch's henchmen, half man, half lizard. The Fearman hissed at all of them. He tried to get his poisonous tongue on one of the Zastaloo, but Queen Luella was faster. She whipped her hand through the air and a vine wrapped around the Fearman, trapping him. A net caught around his mouth. Now his tongue and its poison could not hurt anyone, but he could still speak.
"She's coming,"
he hissed.
"I told her the way."
Luella turned to Nylantha. "We haven't much time. We must teach her," she said.
"Amaya, come,"
Nalantha ordered. The princess obeyed and followed Luella and the dragons.
Climb aboard,
Groloth told Amaya. Luella was already on Nalantha's back. So they flew. Over mountains they went, and then the dragons dove down into a valley and landed. A stream ran through with water so clear it looked like diamonds shining in the sunlight, and grass so soft you could mistake it for silk.
Amaya, place your hand on my tail.
Nilantha coiled her huge tail around and rested it in between herself and the princess. Amaya was quite overwhelmed, but what could she do? This was happening. And yet, it was all so unbelievable. These things happened in books, in stories told around the fire, but not in real life. But then again, her arm, the scales. So Princess Amaya reached out and placed her hand firmly on Nilantha's tail. And before she could change her mind, Amaya turned into a dragon.
Do not take your hand from my tail, Nilantha commanded. Keep it there until I tell you.
Luella flicked her fingers and a mirror formed in the air. Amaya looked at herself. She could not believe it. I am a dragon, but I am human too, am I not? You are, Luella told her. You are Enchantress. You are Dragon. You are Princess Amaya.
Take your hand away now,
Nilantha said. Amaya obeyed, and she immediately turned into herself again.
And so you see, you can use my power to change forms, but this is not the way. You must harness your own. You must believe in yourself, in who you are, in what you are capable of. Then you can become the dragon at your own will.
You must do it now. We are running out of time. If the egg were to fall into the witch's hands, Luella said gravely. Amaya took a breath. You can do this, she told herself. And she tried, but nothing happened. She tried again, but it was still the same. Think of my story, the one you've read so many times. And think of your own, unwritten, of what is to come. Of Amaya the Great Dragon, Luella said. Amaya imagined her future. She saw herself flying over the kingdom, protecting all its inhabitants from harm. And it happened. Amaya harnessed all the power she had inside herself, and she became a dragon. She spread her wings and took flight. Around she went, adjusting at first, then diving down and shooting back up into the sky. Letting out her breath, she found that it was not fire she breathed, but shards of ice. When she landed, Nilantha said to her,
You are Lysandra, the sixth dragon of the realm, and keeper of the land. When you are human, you may be Amaya, but when you are dragon, you are Lysandra, dragon. Warrior.
I understand, Lysandra the dragon replied.
Good. Now let us on to our next task.
Nilantha turned to the river and blew on the water. It began to swirl and then lifted. It pooled above their heads and remained there. Then, Shea, the bronze-crested dragon, put her clawed foot on the riverbed, and it opened into a deep, circular staircase disappearing down into the depths of the earth. Grolith roared again.
She's here. The Dragon Witch has found us.
We have no time to waste. Hurry,
Nilantha cried. They descended the stairs quickly. When they reached the bottom, Amaya saw a huge stone sitting in the center. The dragon circled around the stone. Luella approached. She placed her hand upon the stone, and it disintegrated. What was left was a huge egg, green in color, sitting atop a golden stand. Luella stepped back.
It will only work if we all breathe on it at the same time,
Nilantha said. The dragons readied themselves.
On my count, 1, 2, 3.
They all let out a breath. Tiny icicles coming from Lysandra, small balls of fire from Nilantha, wind from Grolith, stones from Bahneera, streams of water from Shea, and shards of metal from Fossana. Each element from the dragons swirled and intertwined, and then wrapped around the egg. They watched.
She grows closer by the second,
Grolith said.
Hold steady. We will succeed,
Nilantha said. The sky, high above them, became dark, and grey clouds moved overhead. Luella left the dragons and went up the stairs. She could see a dark, grey mist in the distance, growing closer and closer. She put her hand up, and with all her might and power, she held the dark mist at bay.
I can't hold this for long. She is powerful,
Luella shouted to the dragons. They were watching the egg. It shook a bit. And then, a crack. And another. And another. Until the whole thing opened. There inside sat the baby dragon. The all-powerful one. He sat smiling.
Archard, said Nilantha. About time you freed me from that egg. Been stuck in there for ages,
said the baby dragon.
Archard is right, though. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
As are we. But there is no time for pleasantries. The Dragon Witch is near. She has been hunting you for centuries, said Bahneera.
Well, we'll have to put a stop to that,
Archard said. He hopped off the golden pedestal and stretched his wings.
I can't hold it,
Luella shouted. The dragons flew into the air just as Luella's force field gave way. And the Dragon Witch appeared through the mist.
Always too trusting, Enchantress. How easy you make it to spy on you.
You are too late. The dragon has been born, said Luella.
No matter. I have grown more powerful since we last met. The dragons will succumb to me, your little princess too, and I shall rule for the rest of eternity.
The dragon stayed high above.
Where is Archard?
Said Nilantha. He is still where we left him, Lysandra replied. At that moment, the Dragon Witch raised her hands and clapped them together. Huge stones came from the earth, encircling Luella and trapping her. She tried to break them, but she was overpowered. It was just as she feared. The Dragon Witch's power had grown too strong. The dragons each flew down, breathing fire, wind, ice, metal, stone, water at the witch. But it was no use. Everything that came near her just turned to dust.
We are lost,
Bahneera cried.
Let us go from here. Escape her.
No. We stand, we fight,
Nylantha ordered. Lysandra tried again. She dove down, spitting shards of ice. The dragon witch drew her hand up, and Lysandra could not escape the witch's force. And when she hit the ground, she was once again in human form. Princess Amaya stood up. "We will not let you defeat us," she cried.
"Oh, but I've already done that," the witch replied. "Now where is the seventh dragon?"
"Just over here, witch," said Archard.
And he was, sitting in the grass quite calmly, munching on a snack.
"I'm quite famished from being in that egg so long, you know. So, just having a moment," he said.
The dragon witch was surprised by his lack of fear. She raised her hand again and tried to pull Archard to her. He flicked his claw in the air and her spell was immediately broken.
"Don't try that again, witch," Archard warned.
Then the witch tried again to pull Archard toward her. And again she failed.
"I warned you," he said.
The witch ignored him and again she tried with all her might. And again, for the third time, she failed. Archard stood up, his wings folded at his side. He walked towards her, and when he was close, he breathed in.
"You do have quite a bit of power," Archard mused. "Mine now, I guess."
When the dragon witch tried to push him away or do anything with her magic, she failed. Archard was the seventh dragon, the all-powerful. He was the one who didn't spit out fire or ice or stone. He breathed in and took whatever magic, whatever power was there.
"Give it back," cried the dragon witch.
"I quite like it. I think I'll keep it, witch," Archard replied.
"We are saved," Amaya cried as she turned back into a dragon. She spit her ice shards all around the witch, trapping her. A metal lid from Bonera sealed the cell. And the dragon witch was vanquished. They freed Luella from the stones. "It is done," she said.
"Yes," Nylantha replied.
"How powerful he is," said Amaya.
"She will never escape," Archard assured them. "And even if she did, she has no power left. She will never hurt another soul."
And so they left this beautiful secret land, sealing the stone door behind them, so no one would ever find the Dragon Witch. They boarded the ship and headed home. When they returned to the kingdom, there was a new chapter to add to the true story of the curse of the seven dragons. And Amaya picked up her pen and started to write. The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.